Blog Talk Radio.
And we're back. Are you guys hearing me all right?
Oh, everybody's hearing you just fine, hon.
Okay, well, welcome back to Here Be Monsters Radio and the Sunday Show.
Oh, I like that. Something new.
All right, you know how it is.
No, keep it. I love it.
I want to welcome back Jack Jodell from Saturday Afternoon Post and Wayne Johnson from Minds and Times of F. Wayne Johnson. And, of course, our sponsor is Roundtree 7, the number 7.com. And hopefully we'll hear from the top side of that community today, too. But our proposed show today is about the differences between, do you know their Secret Service names? If I say to you Intrepid, do you know who I'm talking about?
No, haven't heard yet.
And Bernie Sanders. And if I say Evergreen, do you know who I'm talking about?
That must be Hillary, huh?
That's Hillary. Trump, I think, is the mogul. He's the mogul.
mogul, yeah, I can see that, yeah.
But
the bankrupt mogul. Many bankruptcies going on at this time, but he's a great businessman.
Oh, yeah.
Forgive me for pointing out and noting the obvious.
Yeah, it was a nice way he ended that New Hampshire win by taking 20 minutes to thank everybody and need to pay off on that one. And then telling us how he's going to make America great again with his wonderful program of Bill Clinton, and then lying to his family trust the mightiest and toughest military in history by giving them all of this la-di-da. Yeah, he was a real pisser. He was.
Well, the guy's a master of PR, and that's exactly what he's running here is a PR campaign. For what purpose, we don't know. He might accidentally get elected president. I can't stand the thought of it, but it could happen. I never believed that Jesse Ventura would get elected governor of a state either, but that happened. So weird things happen when you're not expecting it or when you're unprepared. So that's why we got to be prepared.
We have brought that theory up here many times, haven't we?
Yeah, and we got to make sure he doesn't get elected. But at any rate, he came loaded for bear yesterday in those debates, and he didn't only shoot bears. He shot everything in sight. That guy was blowing everybody up, and good. Well done, Trump. Well done. Boy, he called Bush's brother a war criminal. That's long overdue.
I was as I was saying before that he's my Valentine today. Truly is. I can't believe that he stood there. Well, I should believe it though because this is his stock and trade. Is
oh yeah.
And putting the ridiculous on the table and letting it explode, he does it every time. And if he has to call anybody a liar, he will. If he has to call anybody out for something they're totally not involved in, he'll do it. But more to the point, he does call it and he sees it with what's there to work with. And he really had a lot to work with Bush. Yeah. And when Bush came back at him saying, his brother kept this country safe.
I loved it.
He turned around and he said, hey, the Twin Towers fell under your
brother. Yeah, that's right.
That was perfect.
Like, you know, come on.
That was perfect.
Let's face the obvious, okay?
Yep. No, I loved how he called out both Cruz and Rubio for being liars because they both are. They're both chauvinistic. They're both not only chauvinistic, but they're showmen. They're always making a big show just to get noticed and saying ridiculous things. That damn Rubio is such a little puppy. I just can't stand the sight of the guy. He's too immature to be president.
Oh, he doesn't have the mental capacity to be president.
That's true, too. And Cruz is such a slimy liar. You know, I got a letter in the mail from Ted Cruz soliciting money. So I sealed it all up. And I put on the return address sticker. I even mailed it to him. I even spent the money on a stamp. On the return address, I put Sanders for President 2016 in my address. And then I, on the inside, I crossed out a bunch of stuff he had, like the donation spot. I completely crossed that out. And I just said, I will never donate to such a big liar. That's exactly what I put. And I mailed that off about 3 days ago. That guy is so full of crap.
I want one, too.
He's unbelievable.
I don't think there's one politician, including Mr. Sanders, that is standing on a platform at this point that isn't lying through their teeth. Come on.
Oh, I would disagree with that. I think there's degrees of lying and scheming liars, and Cruz is a scheming liar. I don't think Bernie Sanders could be classified as a very devious liar. I don't think so in the least. He's been consistent for the last 35 years, and he hasn't deviated in that sense.
I was going to say, also, too, when they pointed out that he wasn't involved with the Civil Rights Movement, there's photos of him right there in the crowd. They even got him circled and stuff. Like,
that guy's not a liar, not in the classic sense we've seen, not in the Nixonian sense or the Bush sense or the Reagan sense or any of those guys.
Or the W. Bush,
Or even the Clinton sense, Bill Clinton.
Can I ask you, gentlemen, then, if you're saying that, are you saying it's okay to get up there and lie?
No,
not at all.
I'm asking. Well,
what's this big lie that Bernie Sanders told?
Well, he actually has given out erroneous and wrong information in the debates, and I don't have that on my computer right now, but I can
not like Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and Donald Trump has done.
Agreed, but those
or
folks,
Hillary done for, has done for that matter.
Hillary's put up some twist-arounds, too, but she doesn't come out
and Bill did, too, before her.
Well, now...
And so did Obama.
Well, you know, there you go. And I think this is something that's important to say. First of all, do you think the Obama presidency has been a failure, guys?
In certain respects, I would agree with that Buyer's Remorse book by Bill Press that... We do have some remorse. We've discussed it many times on this show, how the guy has disappointed us. He's not a real progressive. He cozies up to Wall Street. He's done a few marvelous things, but not enough. He hasn't gone far enough. He's been far too timid, and he's been bullied around and pushed around by Republicans that he should be dominating himself.
Well, with that, he has said, I will appoint the next Supreme Court justice.
I hope he does.
It will be done.
I hope he does.
Well,
you know, and I'll say this.
And I hope it's not a Wall Street.
I'm here in Columbus because the W. Bush Cheney / Wall Street abuses devastated the area there on the peninsula, the Delmarva Peninsula, that my home is on and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It has yet still to recover. The economic damage caused by them.
Right.
And I will say that we were not, you know, you can call it a recession. I don't care. It was a depression.
It was.
They devastated a worldwide and created a worldwide depression from their abuses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are coming out of a very severe, we had very severe deficits. The economy was shot. And I will tell you right now, you know, it's the old adage, people will vote their pocketbooks. And my pocketbook says I'm doing a whole lot better 8 years later than I did in the last couple of years of W. Bush.
But when you look in terms of buying power, the only reason we can fault Obama is he tried his best. He had a lot of opposition. But nonetheless, in the final analysis, your buying power today is far less than it would have been in previous eras, according to recoveries we used to have.
Well, that's a correct statement. I mean, we're still trying to climb out of a hole.
Yeah, we still are. We're not out of it yet.
And we're in a global economy,
And that ship has sailed. Those days are never going to be back. It's going to take a long time to come back to that buying power. Go ahead, Jen.
Well, I have a question here. I mean, you do realize that the many pieces of legislation the DNC and the president have tried to put forth to keep Obama's, you know, electory agenda on the table.
Right.
What they faced with it.
Oh, yeah.
We're in another situation where many Senate and Congress seats are open, and I think they're more important to focus on myself. But
this is the year that we take them back.
But I have to ask you: Do you think that we can begin to rebuild our infrastructure by taxing the offshore corporate income? And do you think?
I wish we would.
Well, here's the point. Will it, in this moment in time, Congress, even with a mostly Democrat House? Do you think that would pass Congress?
Good point. Well, bottom line.
Well, it depends on how many blue dogs there are.
Gentlemen.
If you have progressives in there, it's going to happen. But if you have mostly blue dogs making up your so-called majority, it's going to be pathetic. It's going to be the same old shit, you know. They'll side with the Republicans. They'll be half-hearted in their support of progressive legislation, and we won't go anywhere.
There's a lot of gray matter as far as economies go. But the thing is, too, I'd ask you, too, do you think that the global economy and the commerce and industry section of the planet, and that would include me as a teeny, 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 tiny part, is going to survive a Wall Street speculation tax, which is, in other words, if you have a little Schwab account, you're going to be paying a tax on every trade you make. You follow where that goes. Do you think that's a possibility of getting done?
Well, I'd love to see it, and there's a slim chance that might happen, but if it does, it'll be tailored. It'll be perverted. It'll be converted from what it originally was supposed to do to something a little less harsh on Wall Street. You know damn well it will be, because corporations control our economy, our government, our politics, our media. They have an immense amount of control that they don't deserve.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to ask you too. Do you think that removing a payroll tax or removing that cap on the payroll tax for earnings that are above $250,000 has a chance of getting through?
Not right now, but I'd love to see that. I would love nothing more. It's only fair, let's be real.
I think that's one, and that's on both Democratic candidates' agendas. I think that one actually has a chance of getting through.
There are even some Republicans that aren't so opposed to that, oddly enough. So it has somewhat of a chance of somehow getting through. It all depends on how it's worded and how it's set up and all that stuff. But I'd support that big time without any hesitation whatsoever.
Just support a 6.2% income-based raise in your income taxes right now to pay.
Do I support it?
Would you support it to pay for a broader-based health care plan than one and begin again with single-payer?
I don't see why middle-income and lower-middle-income people and people on disability should have to be burdened with any more taxation. I think like Bernie Sanders says, Medicare should be expanded. I believe that social opportunities should be expanded, and I believe the very wealthiest should be taxed.
He's going to pay for it with everybody's expansion of income tax per household. I have his full disclosure, his plan, his plans for funding all of his programs, all that he's out there campaigning with right now. I have the cut down version by his crowd, nobody else's. And it's basically there's a couple of wonderful things here that are on both candidates' plates, like the Social Security expansion, and also the other one is the to a certain degree is the Polluter Welfare Act, but it's all of the rest are the Social Security expansion too. But all of them on Mr. Sanders is about raising taxes or putting taxes.
And across the board on everybody?
Across, well, no. His College for All would be primarily a Wall Street speculation tax. Well, no.
Right.
That's everybody who enters the market. You and I can enter the market, too.
Well, yeah, but we don't speculate the way those guys do. That tax wouldn't affect us hardly at all. Not worth a tinker's damn.
Really, if I had to pay, say, 20 cents for every dollar I spent in the, which is the, that's the tax promotion, for every dollar I bought into in shares on the exchange, that to me.
What the hell are you doing engaging in Wall Street trade anyway, Gwen? I know you're not, but so that's why I can ask that question.
Account. I think I got like $70 in there. I mean, all
right.
Like, woohoo.
Ooh, that's Trump territory.
I don't see the stock market as a bad thing. I see its manipulation as a bad thing. But
exactly.
Which we both know happens.
Yeah,
but
we know it happens all the time.
But a speculation tax, you know, seriously, if Bernie got the primary and was running in the general, I think there's probably a global hit out on him.
If I'm wrong, when you're saying speculation tax, you're talking about I'm out there gunslinging. I think this stock is going to rise. So I go to the bank and I borrow a couple $100,000 and I buy shares in this stock, figuring in the next week it's going to go up because I maybe know something, which I'm not supposed to.
Right.
And then once it goes up, then I go ahead and sell it off, give the bank their money. We're not talking about someone with a retirement account, a Roth IRA, a 401k, or even I'm buying stocks for long term.
We're talking stocks for profit, greed at work, and that's what we're talking about here. That's what speculation is.
Wait a minute.
That's what I'm saying. It's
you're not going to borrow $10 to make 20.
Gentlemen, guys took economics? Come on now, wait a minute.
Sure.
The stock exchange is not completely about greed. Let's remember that fully 70% of what goes on in that trading and speculation is from little bitty people who are out there investing in their own
suckers, you mean. Suckers.
What is good and what is bad.
Pensions are involved. There's very complex, and it's rigged. Let's face it, everybody knows it's rigged. I don't partake in the stock market. I think it's a disaster, and I am totally opposed to the way it's run right now. I'd like to see it completely reformed.
I grew up on it. I mean, if it weren't for the market.
I hate Wall Street.
Enabling a trust or what have you, I would have never had a scholarship, a school fund or anything that would.
And in those days, Gwen, it was a lot better off than it is now. Now it's completely perverted and completely corrupted.
It doesn't mean that it's totally, you know, it is totally corrupt now. What is corrupt, you've already mentioned, with banksters and large corporations. But the thing is, there's the guy who's got like $6,000 that he has, and he thinks, well, if I'm smart enough to invest in this IPO, but, you know, he's going to get hit with this speculation tax if he goes ahead and puts his money into this little company. I mean, that to me is, that's really, you have to pay for the privilege, and that just doesn't seem freaking right. It really doesn't. It seems like you could invest in a company and its stock and watch it trade and take your losses.
Now, Gwen. Gwen, you know as well as I do that Bernie Sanders isn't trying to target the little tiny stockholder, the share seeker. He's not looking for that. He's trying to nail these Wall Street guys that are getting by with economic murder every day of the week.
Jack, if you've been involved, you know there's such a thing, and I've paid it for many years of my life, as a capital gains tax because of it.
Sure there is.
And you want to put another tax on top of that.
The capital gains tax has been whittled down from when it was first put into effect. And, certain circles want to do away with it altogether. That, I'm so opposed to, it isn't even funny.
I am, too. I'm happy to pay my taxes. I really am. Yeah. I'm happy to pay my taxes.
He's talking about a 6% increase. Do you think he'll get 6%, or will it be whittled down to 4% or 3% or 1% or 2%? He's asking for the moon so that he can at least get off the ground.
But you see my point of view here. I am really a progressive. I'm a friggin' liberal. And basically, you guys are looking at the argument we're having as being translated through the policy of, this is how we're going to pay for this. It's a speculation tax. So I'm asking you all, how do you think, how does that set? Do you think that will set with an ability to get put through Congress, first of all?
Well, just on the way we're discussing it right now, I would say it doesn't have much chance. But I know damn well there's more to it than this, Gwen. We can't simplify it this much. I know it's going to have certain exceptions being a Bernie Sanders-supported plan that will be not beneficial to the wealthy and will help the small investor a lot more than it will help the big investor. And that's who he's targeting, are the big investors.
He's not really targeting. What he's saying is this can be done to pay for college tuitions in public schools.
Well, right, exactly.
Which is a good thing, I admit.
Hey, Gwen, let's cut to the chase here. What are we talking about, this crazy, all this ins and outs stuff? Why don't we simply get rid of the tax loopholes that are so endemic throughout the entire system? Let's get a hold of all this offshore money and bring it back home and tax it and make sure that it's taxed the way it's supposed to have been in the first place. Shall we do that? That'll cure our infrastructure problems. That'll take care of education. That'll clean up the water in Flint. It'll take care of many things that are being neglected right now simply because of greed.
Well, right. Basically, offshore corporate taxes are about, at this point right now, I'm looking
they're
for
fraudulent.
It's a little over right now what they can figure legally of over $160 billion, which I think is very low ball.
It's very low ball. And who made that estimate?
Of the Sanders campaign, their people.
Yeah. Well, they're off peddling it.
That's the Congressional Research Service.
Right.
And
now it's more than that, and they'd find more than that as time went on. As I know it's out there. Christ Urban estimates over $1 trillion.
I agree with you. David, your mic is open.
Oh, is this the Valentine's Day chocolate lover support group?
That's right. That's right.
Hi, David. Good to hear from you.
Welcome to our show there, David.
Good to hear from you.
What's your favorite chocolate?
Yeah, I heard it's closer to $1 trillion, too, but I can't quote any sources.
But who knows? Who knows? It's like trying to get the exact number of so-called illegal immigrants that are in this country, undocumented workers. Nobody knows exactly. It's just something there's different ways to figure it and there's different ways to go about it. But the situation is this. It's there. It's a huge amount of money. It's untaxed. It's devious the way it was set up, and it's got to be changed, period.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's called the Double Dutch with Irish Sandwich, and it was the tax scheme that was actually invented by Apple. And they're probably one of the worst corporations. They have billions
overseas.
Offshore.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just terrible.
Yep.
Well, I'm sure Halliburton being in Dubai is doing just as well.
I'll put it on.
Oh, Halliburton. Those guys are all criminals.
Do you think it has any way of passing through the Houses of Congress and the Senate to get into legislation?
Not right now.
No.
After the election, it's going to have to be progressive. I don't care if you want to say independent or whatever, but a progressive-minded Congress and Senate
right.
that has to be taken over.
And we have to work our asses off to achieve that.
The Blue Dog Democrats can't be counted into this. But, if you want to stand up for yourself, look for the progressive.
And forget about Republicans.
Well,
I
think the election must be looked upon as not just Bernie Sanders being elected, but
agreed.
The supporting apparatus sweep. That Bernie Sanders needs to have to get anything done. It's one thing to say that you can promise all this stuff, but if he gets elected
right.
and there's nobody else that's going to help him out,
yeah,
he's
a lonely
a
voice
duck.
Off in the distance just calling
yeah.
you know, to nobody.
Yeah.
You know, David, you raise a very good point, and let's put it this way. Do you know one of the reasons we're in the boat we're in right now is because of the slickness of the deviousness of the Koch brothers and their allies?
Yep, that's
they
right.
Have
yep.
gobbled up. They have gobbled up local races from school boards even up all the way up the ladder with their ALEC and all this other nonsense that they've got and their Grover Norquist ally goofballs that make people sign things that if they're elected they'll never go for a tax. I mean, they've completely swamped our government top to bottom with this bullshit, and that's what's screwing
right.
the country up so bad.
Right.
That's true.
Well,
and
I think it's why Obama's been
that.
Using the executive actions quite a bit, too.
We have to counter that with our own movement. We have to counter
right.
that with our own movement because it's not going to come from the top. It's got to come from the bottom up, and people got to get smart. People have got to get aware. They've got to know what's going on. They've got to take charge of their own lives, their own economy, their own politics, their own local government, their own school government. They've got to do it all, but they've got to be educated to do that, and that's why we're here.
I agree.
Well, let me put forth this one question. Okay, if the supporting apparatus that's needed to create laws and change is not in place, you know, either by Barry or Hillary because
mm-hmm.
of the Koch brothers, then really the only power that the president will have is going to be in foreign policy. So
and Supreme Court.
Yeah, and if it's a foreign policy decision and the decision to make war, who do you choose between Hillary and Bernie?
Yeah.
That's a good
question.
And there's something else to be looked at, too. I know, gentlemen, don't jump on me as quickly as you could.
Okay.
Pounce, quickly.
Here's the record. The record is that, and I don't want to hear any Bill Clinton bullshit. That's not Hillary, that's Bill.
Right.
Blue dress. Oh, I'm sorry.
I gotta say that the devil in the blue dress has actually been able to make things happen since she began in politics. And her being on a Walmart board and going over and grabbing dirty money to put programs in schools for children and mothers, single mothers, has swept through the country and is still in force. She made it happen. This is the art of nasty politics that we live in right now. We really
mm-hmm.
do change it. We do.
Right.
Can we change it overnight? Can we bring this
revolution?
No.
We've got to dedicate the rest of our lives to it. That's how long it's going to take. Now, Bernie Sanders wants to create a big revolution fueled by new energy and all that stuff, and I wish him very well on that, and I hope it happens.
Yeah.
But I'm not naive to think that it's going to change in 4 years or 6 or 8 years. It's a lifetime commitment. We've got to start at it right now. We're way behind from the Koch brothers and all their allies. We've got to overturn all that crap.
I think the Bernie revolution is not going to be in the Washington Beltway. It's not going to be in the office. I think the Bernie revolution is that he's got people started talking about socialism and talking about programs that, you know,
making
8 years
aware.
Ago would have been a dirty word. And, you know, if that's what it takes just to get something started, you know, I don't believe that anything's going to happen inside the walls of Washington either.
He's already a success in that alone.
That's right. I agree. Yeah.
Right.
By the way,
and that's healthy. That's good.
You all should know that I'm not pro-socialist. I am a nonconformist, so I'd be in trouble.
You're
in
a radical.
I'm a radical.
Communist.
But
also, Bernie being a socialist is, even that is sort of up for arms. I don't really define him as a socialist.
Oh, no,
no.
No,
I don't.
No.
Democratic socialist is the way he
Yeah,
describes
well, whatever
it.
That
a
is.
That's a lot more accurate.
Yeah.
A lot more accurate. And you know what? We can learn from Sweden. We can learn from Norway. We can learn from European countries. Who the hell do
Denmark.
We think we are that we don't have, we, that we can just ignore these people and call them socialist? What kind of arrogance is that?
I've lived in Denmark for months at a time, and received top medical care there free of charge because I was there working and.
And
I
they
mean,
don't mind paying a little more in taxes because they get something far better for it.
That's true. This is what Bernie is suggesting in the long run. I get that. But he does want to unravel everything that has been done. That's true, too.
I'm all for that.
But here's the other thing. He's basically looking at these countries that are as big as the state of Michigan and the population as big as Michigan, and he's umbrella-ing it over America. Huge, huge system. And while it's a great idea, how do you translate that,
let me interject this one thing.
That's the challenge.
China, which is pure communist, is basically having education. They have their medical aspects for everybody, and demographics wise they're dealing with a lot bigger aspects than the United States could ever hope to be. So the argument
with
these countries that are the size of Michigan or you know whatever, right?
The individuals, right? And I would just point out that the individuals are not paying out in that country, the citizens of China. Their money is completely controlled by the state.
Oh yeah,
right.
You know, I don't want to live there, OJ. And
no,
I wouldn't want to live there either. No. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yes, that is not where I was coming from.
No freedom lover wants to live in China.
But
Bernie Sanders is not advocating that type of total control over the economy or the government or social customs or anything.
No, I think
that's
if you took the definition of what Bernie Sanders is, democratic socialist, I think you could call LBJ a democratic socialist by the same definition.
Exactly. And for that matter, FDR's New Deal.
Yeah,
FDR's New Deal, and even Eisenhower.
The highway
system we
had. But yeah, I could see that.
Building the interstate system that way he did and all that stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you know, the way Eisenhower put in the highway system in this country is a lot along the lines of what Clinton is suggesting for restructuring infrastructure and industry in this country with green technology and focusing on that. She's very serious about it. She has a lot to say.
Well, actually, Eisenhower, and if you look it up,
the Tea Party that wants to say no to everything first, they've got to go. They're the most destructive force we've seen in our lifetime in the government. They are absolutely they don't move a bit. They're just stubborn.
No.
They're sticks in the mud. They're worthless. Goodbye. See you forever. I hate you. Get out of here.
A little bit of correction there. Eisenhower got the Interstate Highway Act, and if you look it up, it's called the Interstate Highway Act and Defense.
Right.
Yeah, the reason that he got it through is because
Of defense.
He put forth that if there was going to be a war with the communists, that there was going to have to be highways to move troops and artillery around.
They saw what Germany had with their Autobahn, being able to move their forces over the paved highways.
Exactly.
From point A to
how he pushed it.
And a lot of it was, a lot of it was federally funded and federally pushed, and you don't see that nowadays.
Well, excuse me, but you guys, Clinton is putting forth this, it is about state security. It's about climate change and what it's threatening to do to our security as a country. And that's how she's posturing it. And that's how she pretends.
Well, it's a slick move. It's a slick move, and I wish her well, and I hope it can. I hope it can gain some traction. I'm not opposed to any progressive idea.
Even the Pentagon is saying global warming is real. We're seeing it in the oceans of the Pacific. Our ICBM subs have to dive deeper to get under that cold layer stratification in the Pacific because the Pacific is warming up. That means the subs have to dive deeper and withstand more outside pressure on the hulls of those vessels than what we used to before. And, you know, and we have whole islands, nation islands in the Pacific that are seeing and suffering, and basically you're having a mass migration off of their homelands to other areas because they are going underwater.
Right.
We see it ourselves in Norfolk, Virginia, on the Delmarva Peninsula that I grew up on.
Hello, Miami floods, New York City.
Miami's flooding. Very good.
Yeah.
Perfect
twice a month at high tides, Miami
is
flooding.
The Maldive Islands are in danger of disappearing.
Forget what the Koch money is trying to propagandize to you. It is happening. It is real.
Right.
Well, and what I'm suggesting here is that couched in military spending for the security of the country is how Clinton is turning and facing the needs for funds to begin to build green industry and to revamp the country under those auspices. Mm-hmm. And that's the way you use where bodies are buried and getting a thing done, mm-hmm. whereas, you know, there's not the same kind of technical planning anywhere else in the space of candidates out there. And I think it's pretty effing smart myself. I was like sort of shocked.
I would agree too. It's certainly not building a wall and making Mexico pay for it like Donald Trump wants to do. How utterly ridiculous is that?
I was going to say, they've already...
Good God almighty.
The ex-Mexican president, and I think current Mexican president, is saying, we're not going to give you squat.
Build a wall.
You know, where
he had
a
sense of cartel members up to tail Trump around.
Oh, no, right, exactly.
Well, how about that Trump saying that George W. Bush made up the thing about the Iraq and the weapons of mass destruction? That was a moment of truth.
It's about time a Republican told the truth, you know?
Yeah, everybody was sort of stunned. It had some booing in the audience, you know?
Oh,
yeah,
well, of course, non-believers,
but,
you know.
It doesn't matter if they boo. You know, whether they agreed with it or not, it's still a true fact.
It's a true fact. There was
an arrest warrant for
and
him
the rest of the
in
world
the Hague
knows
with Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld went to France, and they were the police force of France was, you know, basically it was their obligated to take that warrant and serve it on him. They were coming to arrest him. They had to sneak him out of the country in the floor of a Mercedes-Benz with a blanket covered over, hauled his ass over to Germany, got him on an Air Force base, and flew him back before they ever knew he was in.
That whole crew should be on trial right now at The Hague for war crimes. They should.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen.
Fabricated war.
No, it's not going to happen. Yeah. Sure.
Crimes
against
humanity.
If Kissinger is still being treated at the cocktail parties, I mean, they're not going to go after
James. He's another one that's a war criminal.
You know, I got to say that, and I know because this is the first time we're on air for a while, I got to say, because I feel the need to, I do support and defend Gloria Steinem. I really do. She made a sexist comment. She walked it back. But to throw her under the bus is, to me, just the wrong thing to do. I mean, the lady is one of the greatest American women in history. She will
that
way.
Mm-hmm.
But Madeleine Albright...
Are you talking about that comment she made about the girls showing up at Sanders gatherings just to be because the boys are there or something like that?
Yeah, where the boys are comment. Yeah.
Is that worth getting in a huff all about? I can't see it myself. But.
Yeah. But no, but it was a sexist comment, and she has...
it was very sexist,
But Madeleine Albright is a crusty old dragon who printed
from
the New York Times her walk back, which, great, but it doesn't do any good for the Clinton campaign. She's got to get her shit together, man.
I don't know why she grasped that endorsement from the old Crypt Keeper.
Not only that, but Henry Kissinger. I mean, Sanders was absolutely right when he said he's no friend of mine.
Yeah,
that wasn't very smart of her.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Well, you know, it just shows the frailty.
Not only was it stupid to accept that endorsement, but it's really, it makes me wonder about how much she's in touch with the demographics that she's trying to court, the younger voters, because, you know, she should have realized how Kissinger is perceived, you know, especially in social media and stuff like that. You know, he's
Well, you know, we're talking here about, we're demanding perfection from our candidates, and it's not going to happen. They're frail humans like we are. They're going to make mistakes, and Hillary made a big one by talking about Kissinger favorably. But it's not the first mistake she's ever made or that she ever will make. Just as Sanders made mistakes, just as every politician out there has made mistakes. Some of them are walking mistake billboards like Rubio and Crump and that loser from Texas, Cruz, you know.
Oh, he's scary. He's scary.
He's scary. He's such a liar.
His wife has come out and basically called him the second coming of Christ. We need him as our president.
Yeah.
So much for that separation of church and state thing.
You know, I got to ask you, gentlemen, as it stands right now, because everything changes from week to week, but at this moment, if the ticket was Cruz versus Bernie Sanders in the general, who do you think would win?
Sanders. Bernie Sanders.
Sanders.
Yeah.
Without question.
I can't see people.
Even with his fear of socialism and all that nonsense, you know, Sanders would triumph.
And against Trump?
Oh, Sanders.
I think he'd beat Trump, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think Hillary beat Trump, too.
Yeah, the margin would be narrower, but she would.
I think
any smart politician that knows where to poke the certain places of his tender underbelly of Trump and make him explode on TV.
Just
like, what was that movie with Jack Nicholson, You Can't Handle the Truth type thing?
Yes, they push his buttons.
Just get him to blow up on TV and it's all over with.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump is ripe for that. I mean, you could just see it. It wouldn't take much to push the button.
But you couldn't see. I don't think you can see people. If he did that on Hillary, it would explode in his face. If he did it on Sanders, I don't think it would explode in his face.
I think if the general population sees a crazed maniac and realizes that he may have keys to the nuclear football.
Right, exactly.
I mean, it comes back to the Daisy ad that you were saying, you know,
Right.
I really think that that's a very good metaphor for the
I do too.
That Sanders is hitting the populist notes right now.
And besides, anybody that has Sarah Palin out to endorse him, there's something radically wrong with that guy.
Well, I sort of realized that was a mistake, too, because you notice he hasn't since then been too much around her or anything.
Right. I would avoid her like the plague, man.
She came across as just crazy.
Well, she is. We've known that for years, She is crazy. She's whacked.
When Michelle Bachmann came out speaking in favor of Scalia, she even got his name wrong, but she was spouting with all authority of her knowledge. She couldn't even get his name right.
No.
Michelle Bachmann.
Isn't that typical?
She's a Looney Tunes.
Sarah Palin, Michelle, they're all one and the same. They're the same cookie out of the same mold.
Yeah, they are. They're wackos.
Here's another question. You think Obama's going to be able to get to pick the next Supreme Court justice?
Oh, they're going to fight him like mad, but I hope he gets it through, boy. And I hope it's not a Wall Street guru.
Matter of fact, some guy from India is who I saw where the insiders are saying it's he's a and what do I want to say?
Not Bobby Jindal.
No. But that's kind of the demographics we're talking about. No, but he's more of a progressive. I'd have to go back and look up his name. He's somebody who's a progressive, but he's an American of Indian descent.
Okay.
Yeah,
I saw a couple of people suggesting Anita Hill, but I don't know if she's qualified.
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Well, we have a sexual harassment suit.
Having her sit right beside Clarence Thomas on the bench?
That'd be great.
Oh, that
man.
would be creative sparks, yeah. Wouldn't it?
I think Coca-Cola should sponsor that, you know, Coca-Cola.
Does she sponsor the stage matches? That's what we want.
Yep. Well, you know, let's talk about this Supreme Court thing. I mean, this could be very earth-shattering, and it could be very favorable to us progressives. I don't expect it to be an immediate turnaround, but yeah. anything to eat away at this terrible majority they've been flaunting that has just destroyed this Citizens United crap and all these insane decisions. You know, let's end this pro-business block. That's been dominating things, you know.
I prepared something here. Let me just quickly read this off of the legacy of Justice Scalia.
Yeah, that was great email.
He was
email
the one that ramrodded and brought forth the Bush/Gore decision, where they basically said, "Look, quit counting the votes. We just mandated Bush won because as they were counting the votes, they realized, and it came to light, that election had been the people's voting rights had been purged from the rolls." It was a stolen election. So he had to keep that from getting out. And then they just stopped the counting. That was led by Scalia. Of course, we have our wonderful Citizens United means corporations to try to buy elections. He was in favor of that. He was a majority and leading of that decision. There's Burwell versus Hobby Lobby, where he was in favor of saying, private business, they can deny you because they have religious beliefs that you don't get votes. Right, that was a Scalia one.
Mm-hmm.
King versus Burnwell. Now, he was against this. This was when the Supreme Court decided that subsidies for Obamacare or the Affordable Health Care Act could be done. He was against that. He was trying to fight to get that overturned. In other words, he was trying to kill the Affordable Health Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
We have Shelby County versus Holder. He was in favor of this. This is when the Supreme Court decided to strike down the Voting Rights Act that was signed in 1965. This again gives the Republicans a means to start purging the voting rolls of those whom they think will not be voting in their favor. He was in favor. He was a leader in that one. Ogle versus Hodges. This is where the Supreme Court decided that same-sex couples have the right to marry. He was fighting to keep same-sex marriages becoming legal and law of the land. This is the legacy of Scalia. His father has called him home to his just reward. He's sitting next to Satan in hell.
Yeah. Like I said yesterday in my email to you, Wayne, I have no tears to shed for Scalia. Good riddance.
Absolutely not.
But
no,
here's the thing. Here's the thing, gentlemen. Without a sweep of the House and the Senate with more progressive congressmen and senators.
Or a huge increase in their number, right?
Yeah.
Which isn't going to happen overnight.
Without a large percentage of them coming in, whatever Democrat goes into the Oval Office
will be a blue dog.
This has been Obama's problems. He had good intentions. He had plans. We have the Affordable Health Care Act. We have same-sex marriage. He's done executive orders saying we will recognize illegal immigrants and giving them a means to become citizens of this this nation, including their children who are born here. Right? But he has done nothing for the last 6 years than fighting and running his head into a brick wall of the teabaggers and the extreme reactionary.
That's why the teabaggers
the
have to go. They've got to go, man. They're the most destructive force we've ever seen.
I would like to say, and actually David just typed it into the chat room. David, can you give us your quote here? Because I'm very much in favor of this quote.
Oh, it's actually a Clarence Darrow quote. It's, I have never killed anyone, but I have read some obituary notices with great satisfaction.
I love it, yeah.
That almost sounds like a Mark Twain quote.
Very, very, very fitting and proper right now.
I was going to say, I'm going to use that this week, by the way.
Yeah, it seems to apply. Yeah, you know, I'm not one to dance on anybody's grave. But,
No.
You know.
But, you know, you got to call the kettle black or whatever it might be. You know, you got to call
the
pot, whatever it is.
That's the other side of the fence. guys. That's how they work. That's how they operate. That's,
and, you know, your email yesterday, that should be a blog post, by the way, Wayne, that all those crappy decisions that Scalia had a hand in or was opposed to that were good ones, you know.
Right. Let's review his tenure.
Let's do it, man. He's
you know what the latest thing is from the right wing tinfoil hat group is that Obama actually poisoned Justice Scalia.
Oh,
that's
God,
right.
What
right.
next?
Obama went right there to that hunting lodge and killed him himself with his own hands.
God, oh, what next? Oh,
I was going to say the Kool-Aid tinfoil hat wearing.
Yeah. It's got to be the rise in carbon dioxide in the air that makes people think like that, because these people are insane.
Chemtrails, man, chemtrails.
Yeah, it's something else, man.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the jets, is, the vapor from their engines, has got poison in it, killing the angels in heaven.
God almighty, God. What next, huh?
They must grow these people on a farm somewhere. It's a special breed.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, there's sort of a small industry that sort of feeds on hate and that conspiracy. So Alex Jones is one of them,
Alex,
but there's others.
Yeah.
You know,
future historians are going to look back at this particular era in time in this country with all the preponderance of craziness going on politically. And they're going to think we are completely off our rocker, and they're going to be amazed that the human race even survived with these idiots walking around.
One of the biggest put downs in Europe right now is oh man, that's so Texan.
Oh yeah, good. Well,
if you say something incredibly
they've got it
stupid,
right, man.
Right?
Yeah. I always have thought that there's that conspiratorial, paranoid subdivision of the population. It's always been there. But now with the ability of social media, you know, they can talk to each other and get a little more organized.
Right.
But I think there's always been that sort of crazy, you know, the government did this or the universe, you know.
David's fading in and out. They're almost rampant nowadays.
It's quite true. David, you need to put your mouth to the mic or something.
There we go.
Hey. All right.
Boom.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, those conspiratory but then again, I'll tell you what, there's a few conspiracies I actually wonder about and buy into. There's a few of them out there. I don't think that Lee Harvey Oswald really killed Kennedy at all.
No, I don't either.
That's me. You know, I don't know who done it. But I could guess. That's just being kind of nuts, too. But it's a nuts world out there. It really is.
Oh, there's, yeah.
You
That's
guys,
why we're here to try and get it on its proper course, you know, on something more sane.
Jack, you were talking about how history will look at us. I got to say to you, my friend, if there is a history, if there
is... Yeah, we don't know. With climate change doing what it's doing, and we don't know.
We could be just artifacts, and they boot up somebody's computer, and who knows what they get off that, you know?
We don't know.
You just don't know.
You just can't see.
I don't think that. I don't honestly think that. However, it's not a conspiracy. It's on the table. Am I right, David?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
This,
well,
this election,
if
one thing, climate change should be
number
certainly
one.
On the table. It may
number
be the last election we have that we can turn things around.
Do something. Yeah, very true. Good point, David. And, you know, that's why I keep saying every week without question, repeatedly over and over again, I say we have got to keep pushing forward. We can't go back to the past for answers to current and future problems. We can't rely on past generations' craziness to help us meet the challenges that are before us now. We just can't rely on this reactionary mindset. We've got to keep pushing forward.
I agree. Yeah. I think we all do. It's just keeping it done. And we are about 5 minutes away from the end of the hour. I'd like to take a moment here to suggest to anyone listening, I hear on authority and I'm going, that Rick Spezak tells me it's just an absolutely tremendous movie, Michael Moore's new movie.
Oh, yeah.
Where to Invade Next, I believe is what it's called.
Yeah.
And I would suggest taking a look at that. Michael Moore does produce some really socially conscious movies.
And thought-provoking.
Yeah, well, he changes the conversation with his films often. And he brings up awareness of health industry, guns, all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd like to take a moment to also give a shout-out to our sponsor, Roundtree 7. That's number 7.
Yay.
Go on over there.
Well done there, David. Great job on that blog.
Oh, this newsflash just in. Obama nominates abortion doctor to replace Scalia on Supreme Court.
No.
No, I'm joking.
No.
Wouldn't that just make everybody pass out?
Well, it would, but, you know, it won't happen because that would be
a
suicidal nomination. That would die before it even got to the table.
Just trying to end the show with a laugh.
Good job.
you want to give people your call letters there, where to find you.
Wayne?
Hello, Wayne.
Oh, did we lose Wayne?
Wayne?
His mic's open and...
Huh.
Ah, wow. Okay.
Well, it's Minds and Times of F. Wayne Johnson. Minds and Times of F. Wayne Johnson. That's by Wayne Johnson. He does a great job at that blog. And I'm Jack Jodell in Minneapolis, and I do the Saturday Afternoon Post. My blog's been down for a long time. I'm having problems with WordPress, but I've got to get it resolved here, and I think I will this next week, so I'll be up and running again. I'm looking forward to a big election year this year, and we're going to have a lot of great articles this year. Up and coming on this show, we're going to have, in about a month from now, we're going to have Eleanor Goldfield, who has her own show on Free Speech TV, Act Out. Very good activist. She's Gen Next, I guess you'd call her. And, man, is she on top of things. I can't wait for that interview. It's going to be wonderful. And, as usual, it's great to be working with you, Gwen, and David, and Wayne, and all these wonderful people on this endeavor, this great radio program. I've been very honored to be a part of it all these years, Gwen, so thank you very much, and we hope it'll just continue indefinitely.
Well, keep the change. We'll keep going.
Right. Yeah, there we go.
David, thank you for calling in. David.
Yeah, David.
Yeah. David, hope I get my 2 cents.
Always a pleasure.
You can find where we hang over on Facebook and yell at one another. That's a journey with Rank. Oh, I don't even know what I was going to say. Journey with Roundtree 7.
Yep.
Yeah, I got a collection called Journey Through Zibalba B, so I get mixed up. But it's
David, how did you come up with it? Just while we're asking, real quick here, how did you come up with Roundtree 7, that name?
Oh, that's a long story. We actually had 7 people that started it, and so where it was going to be sort of like a Knights of the Round Table type thing, and I was going to write some code and stuff and design a website, but I sort of dropped that, and then I thought, you know, like a seed of knowledge that you plant, and it grows into a huge tree, you know.
Wonderful.
So, such a tree. So I just combined everything, Roundtree 7, and just made something iconic.
Well, there you have it, listeners. It's great writing over there. They have a squad of great writers. Once in a great while, I even contribute stuff, but Gwen has and David has quite often, and Mike Stimson up in Canada has done stuff, and there's all kinds of great writers that contribute quite often. Al Osori out in Oakland. It's just a wonderful site, so I encourage everybody to go there.
Thank you, Jack.
Thanks. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
Very welcome. And thank you for putting it together. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Keep pushing forward. We'll look to talk with you or talk about things next week, and we hope you'll tune in.
Yes. Thank you very much, Jack. You did that really well. Are you going to tell me to push forward for me now? Hello, Jack.
Yeah, what are you saying?
I'm saying it's time for you to tell everybody to keep pushing forward, and I'll sign
well,
his ass.
Well, yeah, it'll be my third time now, but yes, keep pushing forward. We can't go backwards, gang. So keep it up. We're doing it. We're on the right track, and we're going to get there eventually.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
That's right, exactly.
Thank you, everybody, for listening in. We will be back next Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern on here with the Sunday Show. That's it.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks.